This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Russia said Thursday new sanctions the United States imposed in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain are illegal and that Russia had nothing to do with the March incident. The U.S. State Department announced the sanctions Wednesday, saying Russia broke international law by using a lethal nerve agent against its own nationals. The measures are set to take effect on August the 22nd. Security analyst Robert Manning, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, explains why it may have taken so long for the U.S. to impose the sanctions.
You have to determine that Russia was responsible. It may have taken some time to get an intelligence judgment that they were definitely responsible. I don't know if that's the case or not.
The Russian embassy in Washington said Wednesday the sanctions are based on far-fetched accusations. In the meantime, the U.S.-China trade war is heating up. China announced late Wednesday that it will impose an additional 25% tariffs on $16 billion of U.S. imports. The new tariffs will take effect on August the 23rd. Paulo von Schirach is the president of the Global Policy Institute.
President Trump said in many different instances, even when he was campaigning, that we've been cheated by everybody, that everybody's cheating, that America has been taken advantage of, for decades because our trade negotiators are all essentially incompetent, unable people, and that he's the great negotiator and he's going to get a better deal for America. Well, we haven't seen the better deal yet.
The latest tit-for-tat tariffs have accelerated a trade war between the world's two economic superpowers that began on July the 6th. Airstrikes blamed on a Saudi-led coalition fighting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a busy market and a bus on Thursday in the country's north, killing at least 20 people, including children. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Zimbabwe opposition politician Tendai Biti says he has been deported to his native land after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum. Gilbert Fury says Biti was handed over to Zimbabwean police on Thursday, ignoring a court order to halt his deportation. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, said he would not stand for election on December the 23rd, but has designated his interior minister, Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari, as his choice for his ruling FCC coalition candidate.
C'est un grand honneur pour moi.
Ramazani said this is a great honor and pledged to achieve what he called the Common Front for Congo Social Project, including peace and reconstruction. Dozens of rockets were fired into Israel from Gaza Wednesday, and the Israel response was swift. The Israeli Air Force carried out airstrikes against suspected militant targets. At least two Israelis were wounded, and at least one Hamas militant, along with a mother and an 18-month-old child, were killed. The border region has been tense since Palestinian protests began in late March. Periodic violence has claimed more than 160 lives. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday said he would continue pressing Saudi Arabia on rights abuses as tensions continue between the two countries.
We continue to engage diplomatically and politically with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have respect for their importance in the world and recognize that they have made progress on a number of important issues. But we will at the same time continue to speak clearly and firmly on issues of human rights at home and abroad wherever we see the need.
The dispute arose following Canada's criticism of the Saudi jailing of women's rights campaigners. The Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said that the kingdom does not accept to be told what to do by any country interfering in Saudi internal affairs. Riyadh responded by expelling the Canadian ambassador. A Turkish delegation met in Washington Wednesday with officials at the State Department and Treasury amid strained bilateral relations over a detained American pastor. Sanctions, counter-sanctions in Syria. U.S. sanctions over the fate of Andrew Bunsen have weakened the Turkish currency, the lira. Washington has also threatened to review Turkey's duty-free status in U.S. markets. Former Chilean President Michelle Bachelet has been selected as the next U.N. human rights chief by Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The General Assembly will meet Friday to ratify the choice. She replaces Jordan's Zayed Raad al-Hussein, who is stepping down after a 4-year term. For VOA News, I'm Joe Palca.